of Genesis, chapter number 6. If you'd stand with us, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God found in the book of Genesis, chapter number 6. The Bible said in verse number 8, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Aren't you glad that He looked your way? I'm glad He's still looking for somebody to share His grace. Boy, it's unmerited favor. Nothing we could do to get it. Nothing that we can do to deserve it. I'm just glad the good God of heaven is still in the grace-giving business. He said this, "These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations." Noah, see that? Perfect in his generations. And watch this, Noah walked with God. Lord, what a walk. And he begot three sons, Shem, Ham, Japheth. The earth was corrupt before God. The earth was filled with violence. God looked on the earth. Behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way on the earth. And God said unto Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I'll destroy them with the earth." Verse 14, "Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, shall pitch it within, and without with pitch." You may be seated tonight. I appreciate the goodness of the Lord Jesus. I'm glad I got a copy of the Word of God. I'm glad I don't need another copy, because I've got the book tonight. I see that he's still in the grace-giving business. But I'd like to run some parallels tonight on some types of Noah as being the types of our heavenly Christ. I preached on Joseph many times as they're a type. I love the shadows and types of the Bible. They intrigue me, and I love to dig down and find the parallels that run along the things with the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I tell you, He's the greatest one we can ever talk about in any sermon, any song, any writing, any book that we could do. There is a name above all names. And I'm glad He is the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you know Him tonight in the free pardon of sin. But I'd like to look just a few minutes this evening on Noah as a type of Christ and the ark as a type of the cross. You'll find out, first of all, Noah as the type of Christ in our salvation. You'll find in chapter 6, verse number 8, the person of it. Now, I'm glad that God had somebody in mind. And you'll notice all through Genesis 6, 7, and 8, sometimes others were mentioned, but the main focus was upon Noah. I'm glad my heavenly Noah tonight, the Lord Jesus, I'm glad He took upon Him the ark of the old rugged cross and took my place and your place. And can I tell you, in this type tonight, we'll notice the person of it. We see His goodness. Said Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Can I tell you the person of it? His goodness. There was nobody like Christ. And in the day of Noah, it was nobody like Him. He said that He was perfect and just. Certainly we know that grace came first and then justice came after. Aren't you glad by the good hand of God when He gave you grace, justice came? I'm glad that my case has been handled at Calvary by the grace of God tonight. But the person of it, His goodness, and then notice His godness. He walked with God. My, what fellowship, what day and hour that you and I can be tonight to walk with God. I love walking with people. I don't like being by myself. Somebody said, "I want to go and find myself. I don't like who I find when I find myself. Thank God for people that I can walk with. But honey, let me tell you, Noah walked with God, and I'm glad that Jesus walked with God. Before the mud seals of this earth, they had great fellowship together. And oh my, we see His goodness and His godness. He was the God-man. He just was not any old man. He was the God-man. Jehovah Witnesses say He was a good man. Oh, He's a lot better than a good man. He was the God man. I'm glad, honey, He could talk to the weather. He could say, peace be still. He could raise the dead. He could turn the lights on. I'm glad He was the God man. He walked with God, His goodness and His godness, but then His glory, they shared some things together. I want you to underline that right there. He walked with God. I've noticed the more you walk with Him, the more you find out about Him. I've noticed the more that the people that you run with, the more that you become like them. Boy, I'm going to tell you, talking about somebody that enjoyed the goodness and the godness, but they enjoyed the glory, was the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. Before the foundations of this world, they had great fellowship and great harmony together. The Bible said in John's Gospel, chapter number 17, you'll find the glory that they shared. Here Jesus was giving us an insight. And He said, these words spake Jesus, lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, Thy hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. Here it is. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with Thy glory, which I had with Thee before the world was. Boy, before you and I came upon this scene, before God had ever even brought Calvary into place, before God had ever put a man on the face of this earth, He had fellowship with His Son. And I find here in this type, there's a person of it. There's nobody like Jesus. Can I tell you that God didn't pick out Abraham? He didn't pick out Moses, but He did pick out His Son. That absolutely astounds me tonight, that He loved me and you enough to give us His Son. Now, the person of it. But number two, the plan of it. You'll notice in verse 13, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Now, not only the person of it, but note the plan of it. First of all, it involved a trust. I want you to look who He talked to. And God said unto Noah, can I tell you, a long time ago, in Acts chapter number 2, there was a committee got together. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And He said in Acts 2 and 23, Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you've taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Now the plan of it involved a trust. I'm glad Jesus was willing. God said to Noah, He didn't say it to His wife, didn't say it to His sons. Aren't you glad that Jesus turned to His Son one day and said, will you go? I'm glad He said, yes, Father, I'll go. I'll go and do something that nobody else can do. Aren't you glad that your heavenly Noah done something for you that nobody else could do? Oh, He called on Noah, our heavenly type of Christ tonight. You'll notice here the plan of it. It involved a trust. Number two, it involved a tree. He said, I want you to make this an ark of gopher wood. Now, isn't it amazing that this thing involved a tree? Can I tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ, He got up on Calvary's tree, took your place and my place. He took the cruel mockings and the scourgings. He took the cat of nine tails and the crown of thorns. Oh, He took our place. And I sure am glad that He loved us enough. But oh, it involved a tree. I sure am glad that He took the tree for me. And so the plan of it involved a trust. It involved a tree. But it involved, Brother Tim, a truth. Look what it says. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. First time this is mentioned. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Now, this Hebrew word pitch is not zethath, but it's kafer. And it means to cover. It means it's the Bible word for that of atonement. I'm glad in the plan of God, He didn't put works in it. I'm glad in the plan of God, He didn't put money in it. He said, I'll send my Son. He'll get on a tree. He'll go to Calvary. He'll shed His blood. And it'll cover your sins. I'm glad tonight that it's covered within and without. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Whoop, hell, thank God for the atonement work of Calvary's cross, where He shed His blood for me and you. It's still the blood tonight. Boy, we see the person of it and we see the plan of it. It involved a trust. He entrusted His Son. Can I tell you, when He asked Noah, make thee an ark of gopher wood, I'm glad He didn't say, God, it's too hard. And He could have had. Can I tell you, it was hard going through this world some 30-something odd years with the mocking and all the revilings and all of the things that happened in His life. I sure am glad that He didn't turn Him down. I guarantee you, honey, there's a family there glad. There's a family there glad that He didn't say no to God. Oh, Mom and Daddy's. I bet you when we get yonder in glory, we'll be glad we didn't say no to God, because some of our family come on in behind us. But oh, tonight, this plan, it involved a trust, it involved a tree, it involved a truth. It was pitched within and without. The cover of atonement is still the blood. But watch this, not only the person of it and the plan of it, but note, if you would, the pain of it. In chapter 6, verse 22, I told you this morning, as He went into the ark, he felt some grievances. It was a painful event for Noah, no doubt, to look around and see nobody else coming with him. He had many friends that he left behind, no doubt. Many acquaintances and loved ones that didn't go in the ark with him. But can I tell you tonight, not only this person of it and the plan of it, there's a pain of it. What are you talking about? Well, in verse number 7, watch this. Lord, this right here, make a Presbyterian split their choir robe open tonight. The Bible said, and the Lord said to Noah, come thou and all thy house. What are you talking about? The pain of it. He got on it, glory to God. He got on it. I'm glad He got on the cross. Thank God He got on the ark. I'm glad He got on the cross tonight. You say, preacher, what's so special about that? He got on it. Aren't you glad He didn't reject it? Can I tell you, you could have called 12 legions of angels at any time to get Him down? But He took your place and He took my place. And He got on it. I sure am glad that the Lord Jesus got on the cross for me. Oh my, the ark is the type of the cross. There, the pain of it. He got on it. And then watch this. Chapter 7 and verse 16. The Bible said, and the Lord shut him in. The horrors of Calvary He couldn't get out of it. He was nailed to the cross. The Lord shut him in. Let me tell you something, friend. The devil didn't put him on that cross. Me and you put him on that cross for the sins that we would commit and everybody that would ever commit a sin. They nailed him on the cross. God, watch this. The Bible didn't say God shut them in. He shut him in. He put him on a lonely place. A lonely cross. Why, me and you, as they sang tonight, you know something? He died for us. We ought to live for Him. He took our place. I'm glad that the Lord took him and nailed him to the cross. The Lord shut him in. Oh, he couldn't come down. He had to stay in his place. And then, watch this, verse 17. Not only did he get on it and the Lord shut him in on it, but you'll notice in verse number 17, the Bible said, and the flood was 40 days on the earth, and the waters increased, and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. Can I tell you, when he got on that cross, it lifted him up. And the Bible says, if he'd be lifted up, he'd draw all men unto him. You know their way of doing things? They would nail them to the cross laying down. They'd take that cross with a hole dug. They would lift it up. And the Son of God was lifted up, and they set him down in his place. There it was lifted between heaven and earth. The most, I guess, glorious thing, but the most glorious thing that ever happened for me and you, that he got on it. And he was nailed to it. And he was lifted up that we could all go free tonight. You say the pain of it. There's a lot of pain. As Noah walked in that place, let me tell you, Calvary wouldn't have walked in the park. Can I tell you, it's mostly, probably the cruelest death that could ever happen to mankind. They would suffocate. Boy, isn't that awful. Totally. Jesus was put on a cross and lifted in our place. The ark as a type of that cross. Jesus got on it. Noah is our heavenly type of the Lord Jesus. We see the person of it, the plan of it, and the pain of it. But look in chapter 7, verse 11. Look at the pouring out on it. The wrath of God was poured on the cross of Calvary. And the wrath of God was poured on this ark. The Bible said that the windows was open. Chapter 7 and verse number 11. He said the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Can I tell you the pouring on it? The wrath was poured out upon the cross. In Romans 5, and verse number 9, I sure am glad He took our place. The Bible said this, much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Why? Because the wrath of God poured out of the windows of heaven upon the darling Lamb of God, upon that ark as a type of the cross. He took our wrath that we wouldn't have to have that wrath. I'm glad He took my place that I don't have to die and go to a devil's hell tonight. That ought to make every Baptist in the building shout tonight that He took your place and He took our wrath. The love of the darling Lamb of God. The windows of heaven was open. And the wrath was poured out. How come? Because of sin. Isn't that amazing? He that never knew sin became sin for us on a cross. Took the load of our sin and the wrath of God fell upon that ark. Let me tell you, your sin, the wrath that me and you, that God would have been justified by giving to us, His Son took it for us upon the cross. Oh my, tonight, the person of it, our heavenly Noah. The plan of it. The Father decided it. He decided it'd take a tree to build it. The pain of it. I sure am glad that He got on it. He was shut up in it. And he was lifted up. And then the pouring out on it, God's wrath came upon him. Verse, I want you to notice tonight in chapter 8. Remember, Jesus cried and said, Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? Can I tell you, it's okay to ask why? A lot of people tell you, well, you're not right. Well, God, if you don't ask why, there's a lot of things I ask why about. That little boy, 8 years old, the other Saturday night, got run over in the square at Carrollton, Georgia. When you go to a funeral like that, you've got to ask God why. I mean, I'm talking about when God snuffs the life out of people at that kind of age, you got to say, God, why? When God allows things to happen in our life, we a lot of times we want to say why. Well, let me tell you, don't get caught up in the why. Get caught up in the who. Oh, I'm glad he don't make any mistakes tonight. But not only the pain of it, the pouring of it, I sure am glad there's the parking of it. You'll notice in chapter 8, verses number 1, and God remembered Noah. He didn't remember them. He remembered Noah. Can I tell you, there's a covenant took place. Can I tell you, because the Lord Jesus Christ went up on an ark, therefore we've got a covenant applied to us. If we'll go into Him, we can be saved by the grace of God tonight. The Bible said, and the fountains also the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped. The wrath of God stopped. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. The Bible said in verse number 4, and the ark rested in the seventh month. Look where it rested, upon the mountains of Ararat. Story tells it in the Bible, it's still in there. Jesus was crucified on Golgotha's hill. And boy, when he cried in the Gospel of John, it is finished, and he gave up the ghost. I'm glad that he parked that old rugged cross. And there he rested. I'm glad he cried, it's finished. And it happened on a mountain. There's the pouring out on it. There's the parking of it. I sure am glad that he rested. That he died and he gave up the ghost. Nobody took it from him. He gave it. But then lastly, there's the parting of it. Chapter 8, verse 16. The Bible said in 15, God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou, thy wife, thy sons, and thy sons' wives with thee. What are you saying? Well, on the third day, can I tell you, he don't need that cross no more tonight. Amen. The Catholics love to have him up on a cross and still got him up on the cross, Brother Jake. There's an empty cross tonight. Amen. Boy, I'm glad when he parked it. He parted from it, and on the third day, look who come out with him. His bride. His wife. I sure am glad that I'm in the church of the living God tonight. And because He got up out of the grave on the third day, you can go free and I can go free. Miss Julie, I want you to come and sing us a song tonight. I want to give an invitation. I felt with all my heart this morning somebody need to move and be saved. It could be your night tonight. Can I tell you that this heavenly type of Christ being Noah took your place. The Lord Jesus was lifted up, went into a bad place for you and for me. Somebody said, well, he didn't die for all. The Bible said he paid a ransom for all. I sure am glad that he loves sinners tonight. And you know something, Mom and Daddy? That invitation's still in the Bible. Come. Thou and all thy house, because our heavenly Jesus took our place, opened up a way that we may get you under in glory. As our sister sings tonight,